So infinite banking is a little bit of a controversial concept. And so let me tell you what sold me on infinite banking. So there's this book out there called Becoming Your Own Banker. It's right here. It's by a guy named Nelson Nash. Now, this book has been done in a million copies, 38 different countries. And what he does is he goes through and he takes the process of infinite banking through properly structured whole life insurance. And he breaks it down and says, this is how you can become your own bank. And all that stuff was great. But there was one page, it was page 17, where I think the proverbial light bulb switched for me. So I'm going to go to page 17 and show you. So on page 17, this chart shows the American family. So what this is just a typical people in America. And on page 17, most financial people focus on the savings dollars. This column right here, they focus on that. And this is about 10%. And so what most people do is they want to make the most out of those savings dollars, the 10%, and they want to get a higher rate of return there. But in order to get a higher rate of return, we typically have to take more what? The answer is risk. You know that. So over here, with what infinite banking wants to do is we want to take this other 90%, and we want to say, how can we take all of this money? 20% of it's usually auto, 30% is house, 40% is life. How do we take these dollars and reallocate these dollars so that we can have the most bang for our buck? Now, here's the thing you have to understand. Everything we do is financed, either by paying interest to someone else or by giving up interest you could have earned by using cash. This is just an average. On an average, about 34 cents of every dollar goes to finance charges. I'm going to repeat that again. About every 34 cents of every dollar goes to some sort of finance charge. And you're going to say, well, no, Thomas, I pay cash with everything. Yes, you do. So if you pay in cash, you're bringing your dollar amount down and you're not earning interest on that dollar in whatever vehicle you do. So instead of focusing on the savings part of the chart, let's see if we can reallocate some of this 90%. And if we could just save 5% and reallocate that 5% and move it over here into the savings account, meaning we've taken 5% of the 90 and we've reallocated, what have we done? We have, in essence, increased our savings by 50%. That's not bad. This is one of the major things that sold me on infinite banking. Hey, if you got any more questions, I'd love to answer those. My link to schedule an appointment with me is down below. Hit the link. Let's schedule an appointment. Let's talk about infinite banking and how it can transform your wealth and your strategy for living for the rest of your life.